Here's the news provided by Ellensburg Community Radio for Ellensburg and the windswept shrub steppe of Central Washington for Tuesday, March 12th. The state presidential primary for the Democratic and Republican parties is today. The League of Women Voters of Kittitas County is holding a voter hub in the Student Union Room 137 from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to assist Central Washington University students in voting in the primary. The alley behind Unity Park between 4th and 5th Avenues will be closed today through Wednesday to allow for utility tie-ins that are part of the park construction project. Maintenance work by city light crews on Wildcat Way will entail alley closures, road closures, and short power outages through March 25th. Area residents will receive a door hanger notice 24 hours before a power outage. The bulk of the work will take place during Central Spring Break next week. Work to replace the entire surface of the Vantage Bridge on Interstate 90 began Monday. Travelers will experience single-lane closures Monday through Friday through the end of May. Beginning in late May, traffic will be restricted to one lane in each direction 7 days a week. During the summer, there will be delays during weekends, and people are advised to find alternate travel routes. Travel will be restored to two lanes from November through April. Fortuity Cellars hosts the Kittitas County Chamber of Commerce After Hours event from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. tonight. The industry is focused on agriculture. The free event is open to the public, and all businesses related to agriculture are invited. Drew Brew hosts Kittitas County Pride Pint Night at its Cleellum Tap Room at 5:30 p.m. Wednesday. Kittitas County Pride representatives will be there to talk about the organization. $1 from every pint and $4 from every pitcher will be donated to Kittitas County Pride, and people will be able to paint Pride rocks. Ellensburg Library's 2024 Puzzle Competition begins at 5:30 p.m. Wednesday. That's at the Hal Holmes Community Center. The theme is Let's Groove Tonight, and awards for Best Team Costume will be held. The competition features 10 two-person teams assembling identical 500-piece puzzles, and the goal is to finish as much as possible within 2 hours. Central Washington University's Women's History Month film series continues with the showing of the Chilean film, The Cow Who Sung the Song Into the Future. That's at 5:30 p.m. Thursday in the Samuelson Building, Room 104. All events in the series are free and open to the public. In sports, the Ellensburg High School baseball team plays its first home game of the season. That's against Kennewick at 4:30 p.m. on Tuesday. And then the Central Washington University men's basketball team plays Cal State Dominguez Hill at 7:30 p.m. Friday in Los Angeles in the NCAA Division II West Regional Tournament. The Wildcats earned the number 5 seed by winning the GNAC tournament this past weekend. A victory would advance Central to play in the winner of Cal State LA versus Azusa Pacific. The forecasted high today in Ellensburg is 46 degrees. Sunset is at 7:04 p.m. and the expected nighttime low is 32 degrees. Winds will be 10 to 25 miles per hour with gusts up to 40 miles an hour. Chance of rain is 60%. What's for lunch at the Fish Open Table? Chicken Alfredo, broccoli, and an orange. That lunch is open to all seniors age 60 plus from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. That's at the Ellensburg Open Table. And then noon to 1 p.m. at the Cleellum Seventh-day Adventist Church. There is a community lunch for anyone needing a hot meal. That's from 1 to 2 p.m. at the Ellensburg Open Table. This is the Ellensburg Community Morning Show. I am one of the hosts for the show, John Morgan, and this is Ellensburg Community Radio.